I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike and the Mad Dog, Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
All right, nice to have you with us here on Sports Radio 66, Hour 2, of course. Scazzeri and the Fraud, who is, of course, across the way. 718-937-6666. Justin Renaud wins the MVP. He won by 14 points. Eddie will track down all the information. As far as the vote count is concerned, Eddie will get the guests on. Now, we'll find out, let's see if we get somebody on who voted for Renaud over Jeter. I don't understand it. Jeter should have won the MVP. Renaud had Maurer there. I mean, I know the Twins played well. They won the division and everything else. And we can throw Renaud's statistics on the table for you, too. But I'm a little surprised that Jeter did not win his MVP. Maybe the fact that the Yankees didn't really have any pressure games in September. Maybe the fact that A-Rod won the MVP last year. They want to give it 2 years in a row. Whatever the case might be, Jeter deserved this award. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from Justin Renaud. He did a good job, nice player. But Jeter, and it is a little bit of a lifetime achievement thing. There's no question about it. I understand that, it's a little bit of a lifetime achievement. Eddie just brought me into the numbers here. All right, here it is. Renaud had 15 first-place votes. Jeter had 12 first-place votes. Jeter had 14 seconds and a fourth and a sixth. Who voted Jeter sixth? Renaud had 15 first-place, 8 seconds, 3 thirds, and 2 fourths. 320 to 206. Ortiz was third. Frank Thomas, Dye, Maurer, and Santana. Santana got the other first-place vote. Renaud this year, 321, 34 homers, 130 RBIs. Jeter, 344, 14 homers, 97 RBIs. And obviously had a million runs scored. Jeter deserved it, as far as I'm concerned, to win the MVP. Maurer won the batting championship. So Renaud, 15 first place votes to 12. He won by 14 points. That given to me from Eddie Scazzeri. So there you got it. As far as the whole scenario is concerned with Renaud and Jeter, we're trying to track some. We'll try to track that something. I think Eddie's going to get Phil Rogers on. Eddie knows who to get. So we'll see if we can get somebody on about that momentarily. I just made a switch in the newsroom there to get Eddie to get the job done. So we'll get some information there for you, too. So you got two big stories. Jeter, the MVP, you can carp about that, and rightfully so. He deserved it. And, of course, the Giants and the and Jacksonville. Mike, first off, Jeter, 15-12 in the first-place categories, and he lost by 14 points. The other first-place vote went to Santana. I thought Jeter got burned here. He had a sixth-place vote. I don't know how much that hurt him. Probably not enough to cost him the award. I know it goes by a vote, by a point total. You get a certain amount of points for each spot you finish in. But he got a sixth-place vote from somebody. I don't know. How many runs scored did Jeter have? Maybe yes.
Probably
yes, can give us 135, 140 runs scored.
I think he probably had 115 on 20.
We'll see if we can get the run scored for Jeter. Yes, does not have that on the board. We'll get that
Renaud
for you.
Renaud had 130 RBIs, 321, 34, 130.
Yeah, I would have given it to Jeter. I know the Twins won the division and everything else last day of the season, but I would have given it to Jeter. I'm surprised. And we'll get somebody on to write about, talk about this a little later on. Here is Ed Price. He writes for the New York Star Ledger. We'll get back to the Giant calls in a sec. Ed did not vote, I don't think, Jeter number one. He voted Renaud one and Jeter two.
Well, that's not terrible.
Not terrible, but let's listen to Ed's explanation on that here on Sports Radio 66. Ed, Chris Russo and Mike Francesa, how are you today?
How you guys doing?
All right.
Fine, Eddie. Tell
not
us.
Terrible. I'll take not terrible.
What?
I'll take not terrible.
Yeah, that's legit.
That's legit. Yeah.
Well, we wanted the guy who voted Jeter six.
We're trying to track him down. Now, what was
I don't know how much baseball he watched this year, but I mean, one, two.
Yeah, his phone is probably off the hook today.
What?
Trump's probably off the hook today.
Yeah. Now, Eddie, tell us what made you go Renaud one? What was your thinking when Renaud was voted one and you voted Jeter two?
Well, obviously, and I want to preface this, I don't know anybody who votes who doesn't put a lot of time into it. And I looked at a lot of stats, a lot of numbers, but, and to me, everybody has their own definition of MVP. That's kind of the beauty of it, is that it's open to interpretation.
Right.
Giving you the long answer here. But I think it's the guy who has the most impact on the outcome of the entire league. And I just thought he had more, he was just a little more instrumental in his team's success reaching the postseason, winning the division. You know, I think you know that when he got hot, that's when the Twins got hot, and they went from way back to getting in the race again.
All right. Now, the fact that the Yankees really didn't play a meaningful game from August 13th to 14th on and was sort of under the radar while Minnesota had to work hard to beat the White Sox and Tigers, did that influence your thinking at all?
I think the fact that he was in a closer race, definitely was a factor in toward him for me.
Okay, how about the idea, not necessarily of you, because you live here, but how about the anti-New York feeling a little bit, or anti-Yankee feeling is more like it? A-Rod won it last year. Do you sense that there's some writers out there who just come hella high water and not going to vote the Yankee shortstop as the MVP?
You know, I don't want to speak for the guy who voted him sixth. That's a, you know, like, and that seems kind of weird.
Right, that's
maybe
weird.
Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. That I don't know. I think everybody who watches the game has great respect for Jeter and the way he plays. The people that I know in this business, I don't think that would be a factor with them. You could have found it would have been real easy to vote for Ortiz over A-Rod last year, and more guys did it the other way around.
Does it
changes every year, obviously, the guys who vote.
But does it impact you? Does it make it harder for you on a regular year to vote a Yankee the MVP because of the cast that, you know, you can always look to, you know, three or four other guys who are always more than pulling their weight considering the star-studded lineup. Do you think that hurts them in terms of winning MVPs?
I think sometimes. But, you know, this year is a little interesting because if you want to look at it, the Twins had four guys that you could say were big candidates. You could talk about Santana. I gave serious consideration to Joe Mauer because he won the batting title. He's a catcher. And the catcher, you know, the how important that position is on the field. And then you had Joe Nathan. You know, there have been years that closers won.
Are you a big statistical guy? Did you weigh a statistical advantage in your mind for Morneau in enough spots over Jeter, or are you going more just on feel?
It probably came down to more feel. I looked at all these sabermetric stats. I looked at the regular stats. And, you know, some of them had Jeter ahead of Morneau, and some of them had Morneau ahead of Jeter. I mean, Jeter had maybe his best offensive year combined with everything else that he does for that team.
And how about how did you take into account at all Jeter's leadership and the position he plays, or no?
Leadership, absolutely. I think that's certainly merits consideration. I know Derek won the Gold Glove. I don't think he's that great defensively. And I think that entered into my decision.
But he plays a much more demanding defensive position.
No question. And like I said, that's why I gave Mauer a lot of credit, because he plays a demanding position and a key position.
And where'd you vote Mauer, third?
I had him fourth behind Ortiz, is where I ended.
Ortiz, yeah, third.
The idea that did the Twins have to make the playoffs or win a division here for you, Ed? If they would have finished, a close behind the White Sox. And as it turned out, they didn't. But if they finished third, but were won 92 games or something along those lines, would you have voted them number one as your choice? Or did the fact that Minnesota win the division influence you voting for Morneau? How about the twin rush here? How did you weigh that?
Well, I think that's a big part of it, because that's why I couldn't consider David Ortiz for first. Like I said, my personal definition is the guy who most affects the outcome of the league, meaning who makes the playoffs in the league. And if you're going to be the most valuable player, you know, obviously there was an exception when A-Rod won in Texas, but to me, it has to be a guy who helps the team reach the playoffs, because that's the whole point of the season.
Now, I agree with that. Did you weigh division wild card and the fact that Minnesota tracked down Detroit, or the fact that Minnesota just made the playoffs was good enough for you?
I think if they had finished second and still made it as a wild card, I probably would have still voted Morneau because of where they came from to reach the playoffs and how much he had to do with it. And as we see now, making a playoffs, it doesn't really matter how you make it. You can ask the Marlins or the Cardinals about that. It doesn't matter how you get in the playoffs.
And does the vote change? So the guys who vote, they don't get you don't get an American League MVP next year. Is that the way it works?
Right. Within every chapter, there are two voters in every city, and those rotate every year. When I worked in another city, there'd be one year I'd do MVP, the next year I'd do Cy Young. There's so many members here in New York that, I may not get an MVP vote for a number of years. Maybe never again because of this vote. Who knows?
But no.
We're talking with Ed Price, Star Ledger. Ed, When you put your head on a pillow last night, do you think Jeter was a winner or Morneau was a winner?
Just, I talked to about three friends of mine who also had votes, and I think they all voted for Morneau. I thought all along Morneau was going to win.
Okay.
But I knew it was going to be real close. So it's nice compared to, you know, when I voted 3 weeks ago in the political elections to know that your vote made a difference.
Okay. Do you know Cowley? Why would anybody vote him? I guess I got to ask him this, but why would anybody vote Jeter 6? What was the reasoning for that?
You know, I know Joe, and it would be real hard for me to explain why. I mean, I'm not saying everybody's entitled to their opinion, you know, because this is America, and so I don't really want to put words
even
in
when it, even when it makes no sense, you're allowed your opinion.
That's people do that. People do that in the first week of November all the time.
Yes.
Ed, good job. Thanks for the help. We appreciate it here.
Anytime, guys.
Hi, Mike. Here's Joe Cali, Chicago Sun-Times. He had Jeter's sixth in the MVP vote. Let's hear why. Joe, Chris Russo, and Mike Francesa, we're in New York today on Yes, of course, ROW in Albany. How are you?
Good. How you doing, bro?
We're doing all right, Joe. We can't understand this. Help us out. What was the logic there? I can see more no, maybe, but why Jeter 6? What was your logic with the MVP vote in the American League?
Well, when I look at MVP, I look at the guy that if you take him out of the lineup, I mean, that team can't function or can't do what they were even close to accomplishing. And to me, you take Jeter out, are the Yankees as good a team? No. Are they a playoff team? Probably. Still a playoff team when you look at that lineup. So, I mean, you know, I base it a lot on that. And then, you know, and I talk to people. You talk to, you know, grab some guys from around the American League and tell them, you know, which guy do you think is the MVP? Which guy do you fear the most in that lineup? And I heard more people say they fear A-Rod and Cano more than they fear Jeter. That was coming from catchers and pitchers.
In a big spot?
A-Rod in New York? Who said that?
I mean, in a big spot? I mean, I don't know. They're not paying attention.
They're not watching Yankee games.
Yeah. I think they are. I think they're the ones out there that have to face these guys. And which guys do they feel is the most dangerous to them? And both of them, and the guys I talked to, both said Cano and A-Rod are just as dangerous as Jeter.
But, you know, Cano missed 2 months, and when Cano was out, the Yankees were still in first place.
Look at his numbers. I mean, imagine if he would have played those 2 months. He's an MVP candidate if he plays those 2 months. He has better numbers than Jeter, possibly, if he plays those 2 months.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're going to go by you take Jeter out of the lineup, the Yankees would still win. Well, you put Ortiz in the lineup, and the Red Sox finished in third place. Well, why would he be ahead of Jeter based on that logic?
Well, I mean, Ortiz, his power numbers were great, and you talk about clutch people. I mean,
they won 85 games, though, Joe.
Okay, everyone wants to talk about Derek Jeter being Mr. Clutch. Who's been more clutch the last 2 years, Ortiz or Jeter?
Ortiz.
Except he's not a shortstop. He's a DH.
You can't penalize a guy just because.
Oh yes, you can.
Yes, you can. So you got to play every day.
Wait. So a pitcher can't be an MVP in your guys' eyes.
Well, how often is a pitcher an MVP?
It rarely happens. The guy has to do something freakish.
Nah, and he has to be in a year when there's not a great performer out there.
And the other thing you guys got to take into consideration: who plays in a better division, Jeter or Morneau?
We're not talking about Morneau. You haven't explained Ortiz first yet. Ortiz, that team won 85 games. If you say you take Jeter...
And without Ortiz...
They win 75. What difference does it make? They still don't make the playoffs.
Okay, how many games did the Yankees win without Jeter?
This year?
You're telling me Derek Jeter's the reason the Yankees...
This year?
This year they would have won about 88 games without him.
Are you telling me that the Yankees did what they did because of Derek Jeter and Derek Jeter alone?
Well, I will.
The heart and soul of that team. And without Jeter, they're not a playoff team.
I will tell you this. Right now, this year, with A-Rod having an abysmal year in the clutch. I mean, you could go look at the numbers.
An abysmal year in
the clutch.
In the clutch. No, Joe.
In the clutch.
Terrible season.
In the clutch.
And I hate the Yankees. Okay? Terrible season.
Cano out a couple of months because you brought Cano up, okay? And Sheffield out. Matsui out.
Correct.
Okay. If Jeter didn't play the way he played this year, the Yankees would have had trouble winning 90 games.
Because those 14 home runs just powered him.
No, because he was an enormous clutch hitter this year. The guy had a .417 on base percentage and had tremendous numbers in the clutch.
There was not a more clutch, dangerous hitter. If you look up the stats after the sixth inning, the guy delivered the most is actually Morneau.
Well, we're not arguing Morneau. You don't have Jeter second, you have him sixth.
I'd venture to say that Ortiz was more clutch.
Yeah, but they won 85 games, Joe. You just said that the argument is, well, Jeter, the Yankees would still win. Well, the Red Sox had Ortiz and didn't win, so why is Ortiz ahead of Jeter?
They were a contending team.
No, they weren't. They were out of it from August 10th on.
The Yankees went in there and won five straight games. The season was over.
50 games to go. They were done.
If you go into August
and you still got people coming to the ballpark.
Wait a second. They got people coming to the ballpark. Wait a second. You're out of your mind. They have people coming to the ballpark forever. They're sold out every game every year.
I'm not talking about Boston. I'm talking about
Ortiz, though. Yeah, Ortiz. They drove 35,000 every night in late September.
So your problem is Ortiz. You don't have a problem.
No, I got a problem with all of your candidates.
You have a problem with Frank Thomas?
Yeah, I do. I don't think Frank Thomas, although, listen, he had a wonderful season. They've won before without Thomas.
So a player that the last 2 months, money time, what you're talking about, money time, puts his teammates on his back and basically carries them from not being a playoff team to a playoff team.
Well, they've been a playoff. Did Jeter do that?
Did Jeter put the Yankees on his back?
All year.
Yeah, he did. They didn't need him in the last six. So, in other words, then Jeter got hurt because the Yankees won the division easy? Is that the issue?
No. I'm asking you, did Jeter do that?
This year, Jeter did it, yes. They didn't have Sheffield, Matsui.
The last 6 weeks of the season when they pulled away, it was because.
No, that wasn't. They didn't pull away. See, Joe, you don't even know when they pulled away. They pulled away on August 13th. Well, okay, that's 7 or 8 weeks to go. They pulled away on August 13th. They had a 7-game lead when they left Fenway Park. They didn't pull away in the last couple weeks.
Jeter won that series for him.
Yes, he did. Do you know what he did in that series?
Let me ask you something, Joe. What did Jeter do on Friday night
in Fenway in that series?
Biggest Yankee game of the season, Joe. Do you know what Jeter did that year? You don't even know.
Biggest Yankee game of the season.
Was that night?
It was when they lost to Detroit in the playoffs. Joe, do you get to vote?
On whether or not the Yankees played well in the postseason?
No,
all right, then why are you bringing it up? We're talking about the MVP vote here. We're not talking about the postseason right now.
Okay.
Regular season, biggest night of the season was that night in Fenway Park. Can you tell me what happened in those games?
Wait. How many games did the Yankees? You just told me that Boston wasn't even in it.
This is the second game of a five-game series.
Joe, these are the five games that ended Boston's season.
What did he do in game two of that series, Joe? Do you know?
One game.
What did he? He did it in two games there.
I'm going to ask you again.
I hate the Yankees.
Joe,
I don't root for
them. You're talking
you
to
a Yankees. I don't have an allegiance to anyone.
But Joe, I'm asking you a question.
You obviously don't see much of me.
Joe, let me ask you a question. What did?
Traveled 140.
Jay, Derek, Joe, going to ask you a question.
How many games? Wait. How many games do you guys get out to?
Plenty.
How many players have you had on today, and how many pitchers or catchers from the American League have you had on today and asked them, who do you think should be the MVP, and should it be either
that isn't the issue about the MVP. So who votes?
I just don't sit back and watch. You would have been
watching New York games.
Who votes? You would have players? The players use your vote? Is that how it works?
No, but I'll ask a player. I'll just say, hey,
well, Joe, let me
what
ask...
do you think about this and this? What do you think about this and this? Just to get a different...
You haven't even answered the question. What did Jeter do in Fenway in game two of that series?
He probably had a good game.
You don't even know. Joe, it's the biggest game the Yankees played all year, and he won the game for him. You don't even know what he did.
Why should I? Wait.
Because when you're voting an MVP, you got to know these kind of moments.
I know what Morneau did at the end of the year.
Oh, I do too. He did a nice job. But yeah, we're not.
I know what Ortiz did, not only this year, but last year.
Let me ask you a question. For the greatness of Jermaine Dye, did they make the playoffs or did they collapse in the month of September?
They collapsed with probably about 2.5 weeks left.
More than that. They were in big trouble. And you voted them second. They won 90 games.
You just said
the numbers weren't the issue.
The numbers aren't the main thing.
Well, then why are you bringing up the numbers now?
Listen, I'll make this real slow. I know you guys like to yell because that's part of your radio show and it makes you feel good. But listen, I'll explain this real slow.
The first thing I look at is
what teams are either in the playoffs or contended.
Right.
Or contended. Come August, you gave your fans something to be hopeful for. You were still contending.
September's contention, not August, but okay.
I'm talking about realistically contending.
Okay, well,
Go ahead. So you look at the list and tell me the only guy that's in there that was out of it come August and you knew they were out of it was Hafner.
No, so was Ortiz. August 12th, they were 7.5 behind. I mean, he was out, finished, kaput, yet you voted him ahead of Jeter. How come?
Are you done?
I'm asking you a simple question. You said you want team in contention. They were not in contention.
He was on a contending team. He didn't have a lineup like New York.
He had Manny Ramirez sitting behind him.
Did you vote?
And he had better numbers.
Are you just saying, no, wait a second, you just said numbers don't matter.
I just, if you let me finish.
You just, well, you're going to better numbers twice now in a row.
Team in contention.
Right.
The guy that is the most valuable for that team in contention. Mm-hmm. Then I look at numbers. If it's a guy that's on a bad team that has freakish numbers of the year, A-Rod mm-hmm. won it, I voted him fifth. That was as high as he would get on my list when he was with Texas. Why? Because he had freakish numbers for a shortstop, but the team did nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So that the number one thing is what's the team doing? Or
well, how would you, Joe?
Are they close to making the playoffs?
Joe, let me ask you a question. I'll take it one by one. How in the world did the Red Sox, were they in contention? They finished in third place. They were out of it on August 12th. They lost five straight games to the Yankees, and you have Ortiz ahead of Jeter. Now, how is that possible?
Because I said if a guy puts up freakish numbers.
But you said they got to be in contention. They weren't in contention.
I said, listen to me. I'll explain. Listen, the first thing I look at. Secondly, I look at a guy that put up freakish numbers if the team didn't make it. Like I said, I voted A-Rod fifth the year he was with.
We're not interested in A-Rod. Would you agree that the Red Sox were not in contention this year?
No, I disagree with that completely.
They were finished in third.
They were in contention until the last 6 weeks of the season.
Boy, oh boy.
Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
See you.
All right, guys. Anytime.
Yeah.
You got it. Joe didn't know what he was doing there. I mean, well, he didn't even. Couldn't even. Listen. You know me. I don't want to even vote Jeter, and I could live with. I don't even vote him ahead of Morneau. All right. Hey, you want to put Morneau? You can't put Jeter sixth.
You want to put Morneau first? You can do it. I don't think it's. I wouldn't do it, but I don't think it's unfair.
I could see that.
Jermaine Dye, no way. Santana didn't even win 20 games. A starting pitcher has to be, and Santana's the best pitcher in the league by far.
And he has an award for himself anyway.
Right. And you know what? He has to have an over-the-top year. This was not an over-the-top year. I understand you're going to give me that he won all the categories, but again, he didn't even win 20 games.
Laureano won was as important to them as anybody.
And Frank Thomas and Ortiz ahead of Jeter is ridiculous.
It's a joke.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I understand Ortiz's numbers, but they were out of it, as you know, and Joe had no idea what went on in that five-game series, which is obvious. And then, you know, the idea that you're going to go, his take is you're going to go to pitchers and catchers who are going to tell you that based on what we've seen here the last couple of years, what flies right in the face of A-Rod's biggest problem here? A-Rod's more dangerous than Jeter in a clutch? I mean, if you're going to come on with that premise, I can't even listen.
Yeah.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.